There was a Maisa in Chutzlaretz a number of years ago. There was a Goyish factory that employed over 300 workers, 300 Yidden that were working over there, working in this Goyish factory owned by a Goy. A number of years ago, the condition that these Jews had to work in this factory was, we don't work on Shabbos Kodesh. And for many, many years it went on very nicely until, unfortunately, the owner, for whatever reason it was, decided that enough's enough. He wants all of his workers, Jew or non-Jew, to work on Shabbos Kodesh. So he gets a whole meeting together, everybody assembles together, what does the boss want from us? And he lays down the law very clearly. I want everybody here to be working on Shabbos, included, without any exceptions whatsoever. And everybody's in an uproar, what's going on? For years we've been working here, Mechateses, 300 families, if we're going to get fired, if we're going to lose our job, who knows what we're going to be able to feed our families, b'choli, b'choli, b'choli. Eventually got to all the Rabbonim, and the Rabbonim got together with the meeting of all the Gedolei Yisrael of the time to discuss what are these 300 mishbachos working in this factory meant to do. So they got together and the Rav got up, and he said, listen, I hold that it's a matzav of Chilul Shabbos, b'fahesya, all of the 300 mishbachos should stand up and walk out of the factory and say, that's it, we are not willing to be mechalul Shabbos, b'fahesya, no way, b'choli, b'choli. Another Rav got up, he actually was with Shimon Shkop. Shimon Shkop got up and said, this is a shayla for the Chofetz Chaim. Only the Chofetz Chaim can answer such a shayla. So they came to Chofetz Chaim, maybe the Chofetz Chaim was there in the meeting, whatever it was, and they asked the Chofetz Chaim, no, paskin the shayla. He didn't answer. Didn't say a word. Ad kan hamaisa. Somebody told over this, I don't know what happened exactly at the time over there, I don't know. But what I know is somebody came over to the Chofetz Chaim many years later, the Chazanish, I'm sorry. They came to the Chazanish, and they told the Chazan Ish, the Maisa, and explained to the Chazan Ish, Mistoma, what was the pshat in the Chofetz Chaim? Why didn't he answer the Shaila? So they told the Chazan Ish that Mistoma, the pshat was, that really the Chofetz Chaim held its osa. To work on Shabbos, Mechatzes, where's the Heta? But it's such a big Nisayan to come up and say, it's osa, people going to do it. No, doesn't want to say anything, b'chlam. So comes along the Chazan Ish and says, absolutely not. Said the Chazan Ish, Ichalt, this is Mutter Lechatzchila. All of the 300 mishpachos can work on Shabbos Kodesh. What's the pshat? He said 300 families without anyone to help them, and they wouldn't have work, there'd be a massive pekuach nefesh. And working on Shabbos would constitute a heta of pekuach nefesh, in which case you're allowed to machal on Shabbos. And he said that in a chanami, if it be one family or two families or three families, whatever, of course they'll be asked, because they can get help from everybody else. He had 300 mishpachas, maybe the whole shtot, the whole village, all working in the factory, and for the whole lot of them to have no partners is a matzav of b'kuach nefesh. And he said that was probably what the Chofetz Chaim wanted to do. The Chofetz Chaim also knew this. But if the Chofetz Chaim would come along and say that they're allowed, you know what would happen now? All the goyim will start making money. He didn't work on Shabbos. Say, oh, look, there you go. Rabbi says it's matter. That's the reason why the Chofetz Chaim didn't say anything. Al kaponim, what I want to bring this maisa is to teach you a halacha of pekuach nefesh. We see when it comes to being mechal Shabbos of pekuach nefesh, not every single situation is different. Something that everyone in this room would have thought automatically was 100% asa. Who's shining in the belt to work on Shabbos? Meichat Eisa, what's the heta? Came along the Chazan Ish with the Agdor, the Kabbalah Agdor, to understand the lomdus of pekuach nefesh. I want to speak about a shayla as follows. I want to make it a shayla of, hopefully it's never negeya, Be'ez Hashem it should never be negeya. But if it's negeya, it's something that you can't ask a rov. Pekuach nefesh is normally a situation where you have to know what to do now. You can't wait, ask shaylas, and look up svarim. There's no time for it. Now is the situation. For example, let's talk about a common case that, again, Be'ez Hashem should never be negeya to anybody. But let's say a person wakes up on a Shabbos morning at 2 o'clock in the morning, and there's a burglar in his house. A burglar's house. Maisa Shahoya in Manchester. Quite a number of years ago back, was a Choshviyid, wakes up 2 o'clock in the morning, and he hears rummaging in it. What's going on? Goes out and has a look what's going on, and he sees someone standing over there. Now, who is this fellow? There was a fellow in Manchester that was a very famous robber. He was a very famous guy that robbed all the houses, especially all the Jews, because he knows they have all the silver and they have money stashed away, this, that and the other, stocker boxes, all sorts of things. And he was also a type of guy that was known to know a little bit about Yiddishkeit. That's what they said about him. Guess he wakes up in the middle of the night and he's scared, he's got his wife and kids, they got some ice, he doesn't know who this person is, maybe he's gonna, who knows what he's got, his arms, got a gun, whatever. He starts to take the phone to call the police. The burglar looks what he does and says to them, ah, you Jews, all of a sudden, when it comes to money, you can mechalal Shabbos. You're not allowed, he said to him. This is the gunner for telling this to the guy, the balabos. You're not allowed to call the police. It's awesome for you, right? So the guy said to him, don't worry, Maimonides, right? The Rambam holds its mutter. And as I'm going, I'll leave by the hair sheet, and that's what he said. But I'll upon him, what are you doing in such a situation? There's someone in your house on Shabbos stealing all your money. Yeah, I don't know if he's armed, I don't know if he's not armed. Are you allowed to call the police? Are you allowed to call the police? There's a bank robbery going on across the street. Are you allowed to call the police? Are you allowed to call the police? These are big shailas. And again, these are shailas that you can't ask a rabbi. You can't look in any svarim. This is now or never. So let's go a little bit, in the few minutes that we have, to discuss the halachos of pikuach nefesh. It's very, very interesting. Very, very interesting these halachos. First of all, you have to know one thing. Stamazoi. In the inyonim of pikuach nefesh, so the Shulchan Aruch brings the Yushalmi, and the Yushalmi says that when it comes to pikuach nefesh, if anybody asks a shaila, how is there shofech domim? You start messing up a person that Alayna Rahman has a heart attack. And you start thinking, well, I don't know if I'm allowed to call the ambulance, it's a shayla, machinery, this, that, the other. No. You call an ambulance, a master b'kurach nefesh, and if you ask how is a shayfech domim, continues Chazal, that the person that gets asked, the Rav, is considered to be also someone that's not very nice. What's the pshat? Why does he get something bad on him because he's asked a shayla? Zuk Chazal, you should have darshaned the halachos b'rabim. Every Rav should have told everybody what to do in a matzah b'kurach nefesh, and therefore he'll never have someone come to ask them a shayla. Then someone told me recently that when New Gateshead Rav came to Gateshead, one of the first shiurim he gave was to Hatzalah, to explain b'kurach nefesh, in order to mekayem this halacha. Nobody should have ever should come to him with a shayla on Shabbos or a mamash of a heart attack. Now, you have to know, sometimes it's not a matzah b'kurach nefesh, sometimes you have the example of Eiz Hashem, when you get married, your wives with Eiz Hashem will have babies, and maybe she'll get born on, the contraction will start on Shabbos, and you want to know, do I take a guy, do I take a Jew, am I allowed to carry the bags, am I allowed to do this and the other? That's a shayla for a Rav. But the mindset, person has to know first things first, to be machal Shabbos and a matzah b'kurach nefesh is a chiv and it's a mitzvah. It's not called chil Shabbos, there's a mitzvah involved. Right, that's over there. Now, by the way, you should know this, that Solomon members used to complain because they used to say that people would call them up often on Shabbos with something that happened to their children, whatever it was, with having no intention to travel to the hospital. Why? Shabbos? The Katzolah goes, excuse me, you just called me and it's Shabbos for us. We had to pick up the phone. Right? My father-in-law used to be on Hatzolah. So he said over at Maisa once when he was on Hatzolah call on Shabbos, they were tending to a young child that had a very deep cut in, I think it was the lip. A very, very deep cut. And he said, listen, my experience tells me get to hospital as soon as possible, because if you don't, whatever reason, maybe infection, maybe who knows what could happen. That was his das. Go on Shabbos. It was Shabbos Kodesh. Danias Daita, you should go. That's what he told them to do. And then they have the right, they're trained, they have the right what to do, they have the right to tell them, as they state in Shulchan Aruch, and they're Boki Ksas, they have the right, you have to listen to them. He comes back Motza Shabbos, like any good Atzolim member, to find out how they're doing, if everything's okay, what happened, you know, how they're feeling, whatever. Good Atzolim member. And the older daughter answers the door. She says, where's your parents? They just went to the hospital. Couldn't believe it. What's the pshat? Machme, Shabbos. I remember one of my chavuses on Shabbos, I used to live with a chavusa with someone, Choshev Yigada, and he came to me once on Shabbos afternoon, told me the whole mice what happened to him on a Shabbos. His child knocked himself down, split his head open, and he ran to Sirotskin to find out whether or not, he was shigina. I told him to his face. I said, it's a matzah b'kurach nefesh. You took me machmir, the walk. Maybe I'll walk and I'll ask you. Go. You call it, you pick up a phone, and you call him an ambulance. If I care, Chazal tell us, Zosh Tevin Shulchan Aruch, it should be done. The Rambam passes him a push. I did tzaddikim ge'oinim g'doilim. It should be the big rabbanim who are getting there to pick up their cell phones on Shabbos to call the ambulance. If I care, dafka to show everybody that Shabbos is nitcha because of b'kurach nefesh. Now, how do we get on to this? Let me tell you what the Gemara says. The Gemara says like this. Where do we know that Shabbos is nitka because of pikuach nefesh? How do we know that? The Maaseh can't be machal Shabbos. So how do we know all of a sudden when it comes to a human body, a human life, we're allowed to do whatever we want? We can machal Shabbos left, right, and center. Where does it come from? So there's a Gemara in Yuma daf Pehei Amad Aleph, where the Gemara in Yuma over there Pehei Amad Aleph brings down 7 different shitas where we learn that pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. Let's go through one by one. Very interesting. First shita is shita's Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer holds like Mila. Everybody knows if a baby is born on a day that the Mila falls on Shabbos, right? If it's born on Shabbos, the Mila's on Shabbos, you're allowed to do Bismillah. Now, Bismillah is for sure Chilul Shabbos. whatever you're doing, you're making it bleed, you do all sorts of halachas that you have to do that are vada chil Shabbos. But yet, you're allowed to mechal Shabbos for this mila. Zuku beleza. If I'm allowed to mechal Shabbos for one mila, which is one ava in the body, for sure I can mechal Shabbos for what? A whole person's body, which is, you know, ramach, or whatever it is, a worm that he has. Zuku beleza. No shail in the world that you're allowed to mechal Shabbos, a kol shekein b'mila. Comes along, shita number two, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. Comes along Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh and he says, V'shomu v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. Last week's parasha, right? V'shomu v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, last week's v'choli v'choli. What does he learn from there? See, he learns that Lima, the Gemara says, that I'm allowed to mechal one Shabbos now, so that he, the choler, can keep many Shabbosim. If I don't mechal Shabbos, the guy's going to die Nebuch. But if I mechal this Shabbos, so this guy's going to live Eid Hashem another, I don't know, 70 years? Hinomi Shabbosim is going to keep 70 times 52, Gabal de Kazach. The man is Zuku Beleza, Zuku Beshem and Bemanasya, second Shita, Vashom Bene Yisroel. Third Shita, Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, V'chai Bohem. V'chai Bohem means you've got to live by them. V'loshi Yomus Bohem, not to die by them. The Torah was given for a person to live by, not for a person to die by. And therefore, if you have to mechal Shabbos, you're meant to keep the Torah in order to live. So maybe if you have to doich a Shabbos in order for this guy to live, living is always first. That's poshut.
Dying
on Kiddush Hashem. Not on Kiddush Hashem. Look, the pasuk v'chai bohem. You have to live by them. The Gemara Darshins in Yuma, v'loshi Yomus Bohem. You're not mechuyim to die because of a mitzvah. You're not mechuyim to die because of a halacha. Now, Kiddush Hashem is something else. That's a Kiddush Hashem. But here you're talking about, I'm being mekayim Shabbos, and by being mekayim Shabbos, I'm going to die. Mechates, you're not mechuyim. The Gemara says, Mufurish, v'chai bohem teaches us not that way. That's the third Shita. Fourth Shita is Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says that there's a Gemara that I want to discuss, which is today's Sukkah, which is the Gemara in Sanhedrin by Baba Machteres, that if there's a ganav that's coming in a person's house, right, and he's coming to kill him, because he might kill him, because he might refuse to give him all his money in a safe, and therefore I'm allowed to kill this fellow. If I'm allowed to kill him to save my life, for sure I'm allowed to go to Mechal Shabbos also to save my life. That's a Dover Poshut. Comes along the fifth sheet to Rabbi Kiva.
You can just give the guy out of money and avoid being...
So that's I'm going to get to by Bob Machteris. We'll discuss it over there. Of a Pashut Chazal are telling us, a person is very, very, very possessive of his money. And therefore he may say to the gun of, no, I'm not giving you the keys of my safe. Or I'm not going to tell you where it is, whatever it is. And the guy's going to kill him. Mimili, he's coming into my house to kill me. I'm allowed to kill him. If I'm allowed to kill him in order to save my life, sure, I'm allowed to mechal Shabbos, I'm going to save my life. Right, so Strickland's an edge. I want to get that mamash in a minute when we discuss Ganovim. Shita number six is Rabbi Kiva, and I'm holding on Rabbi Kiva, number five, which is avoiding the Beis HaMikdash. Avoiding the Beis HaMikdash, as we know, they did Karbonis. What was a Korban? A Korban needed Shkita, needed Melicha, needed all sorts of melachas that were Doicha Shabbos. If a Korban, the Beis HaMikdash, Doicha Shabbos, so for sure for a person's life, you could Doicha Shabbos. That's Poshut. Comes along with Biyasi and says, Es Shabsoisai Tishmayru, Ach is the Chalek, says you should keep Shabbos, Ach is coming to my mind, something to exclude, and that's because Nefesh. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ki Kodesh Yerochem, and therefore, a Torah is not to give up your life for Torah in that situation. Whatever it may be, the Maskon of the Rishonim and of the Gemara over there is, we paskin like Shita number 3, Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel, which is B'chai Bohem. That's how we paskin. The Paskin, therefore, V'chaim Bem teaches us a person to learn to Machal Shabbos to keep his life in order. Now, by the way, there's Gris and Nafkaminas, because our V'chaim HaKadosh seems to say that we go with V'shom of Bnei Yisrael, which is also Mavur for the Gemara there. Now, that would be a big Nafkamina. Let's say the guy that went off the Derech, completely off the Derech. What's the halacha? Are you allowed to machal Shabbos for his usage? V'chaim Bem you don't have, because he doesn't live by the laws of the Torah. But the Shom of Bnei Yisrael you do have, because eventually they'll keep more Shabbosim. There's a famous mice they say over by Hatzalah guy that got called on Shabbos by a motorbike accident. So he thinks, first thing he thinks about is, well, obviously it's, you know, in Eretz Yisrael for sure, it's probably a Jew that's unfortunately not keeping Shabbos. What can we do? I have to mechal Shabbos, that's the halacha, because otherwise, you know, getting the newspapers, there'll be all sorts of Ava and terrible things that they're going, we'll find out that the Yidden are not mechal Shabbos for non from people, Shem Yerachem, what will come out. But our Kapolim, he goes there and he sees that the guy, whatever, obviously he was alive, was conscious, was crying. So why are you crying? He says, here I am, I've just been mechal Shabbos. And here you, right, from Jew, who wants to keep Shabbos, and you had to mechal Shabbos because of my chal Shabbos. That's why he was crying. It's unbelievable, you say it. But our Kapolim, there is a shine in the poskim if a person is allowed to mechal Shabbos for a guy that doesn't keep Shabbos himself. Forget the halachas of giving birth on Shabbos, by the way, it's not negating what we're learning now, but our Kapolim, the Magen Avraham, and others say, when, for example, imagine there's a person is a doctor or a midwife in the hospital, and there's a woman over there that doesn't keep Shabbos. So you can say to them, I'm very sorry, I cannot deliver your baby, because for someone that doesn't keep Shabbos, we're not allowed to mechallel Shabbos. We're only allowed to mechallel Shabbos for someone that keeps Shabbos. Therefore, the Maisa we're making in all situations, we're mechallel Shabbos for anyone, because at the end of the day, Shem Yerachem, what would happen for to the Frum Yidden, if they would find out, then all the non-Frum doctors, for example, will stop treating all the Frum Yidden, because they'll say, oh, all of a sudden you come to... So Meila, it causes B'Kurach Nefesh, and that's all the halacha is, every Atzalah member knows that we all Mechal Shabbos for all of those situations. Is a person Mechuyev to spend money to save somebody's life? Mechuyev or not Mechuyev? I'll give you a Maaseh Shaila. I was sitting once by a Goyim of Zilov of Akshlita, and a Shaila came in like this. It was a famous Shaila, went all over all the Poskim. The Shaila was like this. A woman came to the hospital to give birth. Came in there to draw him Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh. She came to a certain hospital to give birth. And they said, I'm terribly sorry, but there's no space for you in this hospital. You go to the next hospital, which is way far away, which means on Shabbos Kodesh she had to go and travel somewhere else, which was a whole Maaseh, getting a goy, blah, 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 blah. Also, she admits she had admission papers there, not over there, so it would cause all sorts of chol Shabbos. They said that like this. If you give us $10,000 now, we'll give you a private room. Is she mechuyev to spend $10,000 so as not to go to the next hospital and mechal Shabbos? Or no? Or do you say, listen, she's your lettuce. She's about to give birth. She's a heter to mechal Shabbos, and mainly don't have to do anything. The mice of the Rambam paskens that if you see your friend who's about to die sinking in the sea, or Ganovim are coming to kill him, you can save him. You're mechuyev to give your money, and if you don't, you're over loisam al dam reyecho. Before the Gemara said 9 Gimel as well, but the Choyl has to pay you back. When it gets better, you give him a bill and you say, I'd like my money back. Right? The Maaseh, a person has to go to Tirch, a person has to go to Tzah to save somebody else's life, about you do have to do that. Now, I would say a Murdik Maaseh, there's a Choshev Magid Shir in the Meir, Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh in the Meir, and he said over a Maaseh once, whatever it was, his child, something happened to his child on Shabbos, and he realized he had a car, and he realized the quickest way to get his child to the hospital is to jump down, get the car keys, jump in the car, and off he goes himself. The time calls an ambulance, whatever it was, whatever the matzav was, that's what he felt. The best thing is to get in the car. So he goes into the car, takes his child, he switches on the engine, all of a sudden the MBD music comes booming on. His kids right before Shabbos were busy with the car, and what do? They switch on the MBD, the Yaakov Shweki music, all the way to the volume high. Now he switches on the Shabbos morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, everybody's coming back from shul, yeah? He switches on the ignition, MBD starts plugging away over there. What's he meant to do? He's going to switch it off. I told him, it's on Shabbos, he's got no head to switch it off. He said, what choice did he have? He had to go driving down the streets, past all the Gavaldic Yidin over there that are coming out their stramos, playing loud MBD music on Shabbos. There he is, he's from guy playing this MBD music. You're thinking, what? What is going on in here? By the way, I took on that Maaseh, Gavaldik Gazach. That's Yerushamayim, by the way. That's Yerushamayim. Because everybody would think, it's probably okay, I'm allowed, Chal Hashem, it's like the other. Switch it off. Not allowed. I don't care. I had a matzav somewhat. It's a Gavaldik Gazach. Mamash Choshvi, that one. Choshvi, Choshvi, Talmud, Rishon, Bizalm. Anyway, Al-Kabon, let's go back to our Shaila. A Ganav is in the house. So what's the halacha? So there's a Mishnah Sanhedrin that we mentioned before, Ayin Beis Amalara, that the Mishnah says, Abba Machteres, right? Come on, Baba Kama as well, no? Baba Kama, Baba Matsia, Abba Machteres as well. The Sugya is, without going into detail, the Sugya is that Nidon Al Shem Soifoi. That means, since right now he's coming to steal my money, and if I object to him taking my values and my save, he's going to kill me. So I can right now kill him, even though he hasn't come to kill me. Why? Because I can assume he'll probably kill me. The only exception, obviously, is a father and a son, because he won't kill the son, the first son of time will kill the father, but maybe that's a different situation. Obel
Lemaisa. Nowadays,
probably
different, huh?
Why?
Father and son.
Father, later. I don't know if it's changed. Hopefully not. Oh, but the union of the Ganovim for sure is. Yeah. If you start messing around, he's going to get caught and go to prison. He'd rather kill you and get out of here. Right? You don't know. These people are armed. These people have all sorts of things. There's some chicken is in the veld. So what's the halacha? It's very interesting. The Shulchan Aruch over here in Shulchan Test actually writes, what happens if a building collapses on someone? So normally the halacha is, for Shikamara as well, that if a building collapses on someone, I don't know who's in there. And if maybe there's a Jew, maybe he's alive, I don't even know if he's there, Bechlal. I don't know, maybe he's dead already by now. I'm still allowed to go and start messing around, doing all muktzah and doing all shalits and malachas of saisa and everything else, in order to find that maybe he's a Jew. Once I see that he's dead, I have to stop, obviously. But it's a chashash. However, if the whole building collapses on this ganef, what's the halacha? You leave him there. What's the pshat? Because when he came into my house, this is Mudaik from Rashi, I was allowed to kill him. So Mimela, instead of me killing him, the building collapsed on him. So why'd I have to go and save him now? Doesn't make any sense. Ah, you'll ask me. Once he's buried under the rubble over there, he's no longer a roedif anymore. He can't kill me anymore because he's buried under the rubble. So Teretz is Bachiezer. When I take him out, he'll suddenly want to kill me again. But Al Kaponim Lemaisa, that's the sugar by Ganef. Now Alocha Lemaisa, Alocha Lemaisa. The Morgan Avom is machalit between you and everybody else. If a Ganef comes to your house and you're alone in the house and you know you've got $500 in the safe, you give it to him, he'll be happy, he'll take it and he'll leave you as soon as possible. So there's no heter. Why? Because nothing's going to happen. If you're worried that he's armed, right, you see maybe he's one of these guys, you can see a gun, or he's that sort of guy. Or, for example, if you have a wife and kids in the house, when the wife is going to scream and the kids are going to scream and then he's going to get nervous, he's going to panic and all sorts of things can start happening. So then we're going to vote this when you're dealing with other people, it's like this. We're worried that someone over there will say no to the gunner and therefore he'll get killed. So even though me, I'll allow it and my friend will allow it, but since there's one guy over there that won't, I'm allowed to machal Shabbos. So it goes like this. If I see him walking into somebody else's house, for example, across the street I see there's an old couple over there and I see someone breaking into the house, I can call the police on Shabbos. I'll give you another reason to call the police on Shabbos. Another reason. If the Goyim find out that Jews don't call police on Shabbos, so what does that make them? That means Shabbos is the best day for them to steal anything because they never get caught. The police, it's terrible. So it's another reason also to machal Shabbos. Again, if you've got a wife and kids in the house and you're worried that who knows... Now, I have to tell you, there's many, many mices about this. You have to know each mice is separate. For example, I know someone in Chutzaret, for example, that you have two floors in Chutzaret and they're only going on the bottom floor, they're not going to come upstairs. They're not interested in getting involved with people. They're scared. They're not interested. They want to take your money, your car, whatever it is, and get out of there. So I know somebody that actually woke up in the night, and the wife started screaming, "There the keys! Take the keys! Get the car and get out of here!" That's what he wanted. He wanted the keys, took the keys, and off he went with the car. That was it. He wasn't interested in anything else. And then the Nachanami. By the way, after they left, obviously there's no head to call the police to go running after them. Shkoy, to get your money back. No. About to know, a person mechoyu to give up all his money, not to machal Shabbos, if it's not pekoch nefesh. Famous Maisa, the Biskarov. Everyone knows the Maisa Biskarov, right? The Maisa Biskarov goes like this. Before he moved to Eretz Yisrael, he had all his possessions, someone, I don't know where it was exactly, someone in Europe, a Gansamais had a whole, all his possessions in the basement there in the house where he lived. A fire broke out on Shabbos in his basement. He went running to the local Rav to ask them, "What should I do? Am I allowed to machal Shabbos?" It wasn't Bekoach Nefesh, no one else would have died from it, it wasn't connected, nothing else would have spread. I said, "I'm sorry to tell you, you're losing all your life possessions, there's nothing you can do. You have to watch it go up in flames." And that's what he did. After he lost all his possessions, he said, "That's it, moving to Eretz Yisrael." He came to Eretz Yisrael just before the war broke out. He said, if not for that Maisa, the Maisa Kodesh Baruch Hu saved him, and therefore he was able to escape from the war. Different gears of the story. But our Kopanim, a person's mechoyiv, our pidin, to give up every penny, not to machal on Issa, that's posh, and that's pekoch nefesh. So it's time to call the police after the gun have left in order to chap him, it's not shaykes to me. Right? There's a bank, for example, that's getting stolen right now. I'm allowed to call the police. He's not going to come to my house. He wants to steal the money in the bank. He wants to steal all the laptops in the electric shop. He's maybe going to come to me after. Nah, Pashto's not. Right? You can ask a guy to call the police, that you could do. So again, the klal is very simple like this. If he looks like a pretty nice, calm guy, that's rummaging around very quietly, doesn't want to get seen, doesn't want to get anything, so let him be in that safe. If he starts coming upstairs, obviously call the police. Once you've got a wife and kids in the house, you're ready to be makel, and you can call the police, because again, it's a sofik b'kwach nefesh, kach omali, v'falk shlita, kach omali agoin, v'bizvil obach shlita, that there's a mokum to be makel. When you're dealing with so many people in the house, avad is a mocker to be makel, we have to realize what we say. That in a missing child, for example, is a very, very, very choshev example. You have a missing child, a child's missing for a number of time that you're worried about it, you're allowed to be machal Shabbos, faked. You have to look after a child, you have to figure out all these things. A person has to realize that avad Shabbos and Shabbos kodesh, a person has to be so careful not to take a tomato out of the salad, and not to take the baby wipe, and not to do those wheelie bakes and all these things, and achanami. But now we're going on the flip coin of that. A person has to be very careful not to be too machmir when there's a matzah b'kuach nefesh, when there's the slightest chashash that maybe somebody will die based on this matzah. A person not only should, but there's a mitzvah for him to be machal Shabbos in such a thing and faket to not do it will be over and over. Be'ez Hashem next week.